أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In our previous discussion, we concluded our introduction to Surah Yasin, the revelation of this chapter where it was revealed to the Prophet, and just a very brief discussion of the overall themes which God covers within this surah. Today we want to focus a bit more deeper at what we refer to as the al-huruf al-muqatta'at, the disjointed letters. As we mentioned that these are letters which begin about 29 chapters of the Quran. These are letters which, as we said, they're disjointed. However, they're recited as if they were connected together as one word, but individual pronunciations. We will look at today at the multiple meanings that our scholars give us of what these could possibly mean. Ultimately, these verses, these chapters of the Quran, which begin with these sorts of verses, we truly don't know the actual meaning of them. But as our scholars have delved into this topic at great length and based upon understandings that they have been given from the statements of the Prophet and his noble family, the infallibles who interpret and explain the Quran, we get a better glimpse into a possibility of what these verses, what these letters may mean. Without further ado, let's investigate and explore the multiple commentaries that are available of what these letters could mean. In giving an understanding of what these disjointed letters could mean, Sheikh Mohsin Qiraati, as well as many other commentators, offer seven different opinions of what these letters could mean. Let us review them so we can better understand this particular concept that God brings forth in the Quran, because this is unique to the Holy Quran. We don't really see this in any other book, divinely revealed or otherwise, in which the author would begin with letters, seemingly which have no connection to one another. So what are the different opinions? Opinion number one is that we're told when God starts with these letters, for example, Yasin or Alif Lam Mim at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, is that God is telling us that I have created this Quran, I have given you this holy book, and I have brought it forth with these same letters of the alphabet that all of you know. Meaning that there is no magic or witchcraft or sorcery being put into this book. God is saying that I'm using your alphabet, your letters, your vocabulary in bringing about this book of guidance. And he just wants to reiterate this point to us that this book is built upon the normal alphabet that we all use in our day-to-day life. We should also note though, that when God does this, it's almost as if he's challenging us, saying that I have brought forth this book, which is a miraculous book, which is full of miracles. And if you feel that you can do the same with the language skills that you have, then go ahead and try. So this is point number one. The second point given by our scholars of the commentary of the Quran is that they say that these letters merely form the name of that particular chapter. So when we see the very first verse being Yasin, that this is an indication of the name of that particular chapter. This is the second opinion of what these letters could mean. Point number three, given by our scholars based upon the hadith, is that these letters could refer to the greatest name of Allah, what they call Al-Ism Al-A'zam. And either individually or as a collective, they could form this great name of God, a name which is hidden from his creations, which only a choice select group of individuals have. Point number four, or opinion number four, is that these letters which God has used in the beginning of some of his chapters of the Quran could be the way for God to take an oath. You know, sometimes God takes oaths on different things within the Quran. For example, you know, with mountains, with certain foods, with certain times of the day and night. And so scholars deem that maybe these are another way that God has taken an oath is by starting with these particular letters. Point number five is that these could also be a secret communication, a way of God speaking to his prophet in a manner which is not known to you and I. And this is something that even we see done even in today's contemporary life. People will speak with emojis. People will speak with abbreviated words when they're text messaging or talking to friends on social media platforms. And so perhaps, as scholars deem that this might be what God is doing here, is he's communicating certain messages, certain truths to the prophet. And it obviously is only the prophet who actually understands and can decipher and decode these messages which God is sending to him. And the sixth and final opinion is that these are letters, these are phrases, these are words we can say that God has started his chapters with, certain chapters in his book with. and only He knows what the meanings of them are. Ultimately, obviously, we offer these six opinions based on the commentaries of the Quran, and we ultimately say that only Allah knows the true meaning of these. However, from these six opinions, scholars say that the first is perhaps the most relevant or the most accepted, we can say, that these letters were given in the beginning of certain chapters to prove to us that God has made this miraculous book, this life-changing book, with these same letters of the alphabet that you and I have at our disposal. And that it is almost as if God is challenging us, that if you think you too can bring about a book of eloquence, a book of guidance, a book of change, rectification of a society, then go ahead with these letters. And one of the interesting things is that out of the 114 chapters of the Quran, 29 of them begin with these letters. And if you look at these 29 chapters, you will see that 24 of them, immediately after God begins with these letters, these disjointed letters, He then follows that next verse up, usually, again in 24 of the 29 instances, about the importance of the Quran, about the miraculous nature, about the nature of the book, about the book being a book of wisdom, of guidance, of inspiration, of teaching. So it definitely seems there is a correlation between these two, between God using these letters, which you and I have at our disposal as well, and the fact that almost every time, again, 24 out of the 29 times when He talks with these letters, when He begins a chapter with these letters, He then follows it up with some importance about this holy book. So that's where we see this correlation and this close affinity between the letters and the actual entire content of the book of Allah, the Holy Quran. And so to conclude, in this introduction to Surah Yasin, chapter number 36, we see that just as God created you and I, human beings, out of earth, out of mud, out of dirt, and then He fashioned us and gave us the shape and gave us life and existence, the same God that created this perfect form that you and I have today as human beings, He uses the same earth, the same dirt to create the animals, to create the plants, to create trees which give us fruit. And so if God can use something like dirt, the substance that we walk upon this earth, to create everything from the insects, to the trees, to flowers, to you and I, then He can use basic letters of the alphabet to create a revolutionary book, a miraculous book that can change the course of history and can change the destiny of the human being. As we conclude this introduction to Surah Yasin, we remind the viewers to subscribe to our channel if you have not yet subscribed, and make sure you hit the notification bell to be updated when new videos are posted in this and other series, to leave a comment below to express some thoughts or concerns or questions that you have on this series or any of our other videos. And we will hopefully see you in our next installment as we continue our review and analysis of chapter number 36, Surah Yasin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.